Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your kindness, for your Holy Spirit, your precious Holy Spirit, who will give us revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak that will flow into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for your anointing, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for your word which sets us free, the living word, Jesus. And in his name we pray, amen. Well, I can't seem to get away from Galatians 4:19. From the King James, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. I'm going to read that from the Passion Translation. No surprise there. I've really been enjoying it. And we've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks, but we want to continue on. There's just more that is in this scripture that has just kind of springboarded me off into a couple other areas. So let's look at that from the Passion Translation. You are my dear children, but I agonize in spiritual labor pains once again, until the Anointed One, my Christ, will be fully formed in your hearts. That last part says, fully formed in your hearts, till Christ is formed in you. And this is something that's just been really just heavy on my heart, that this is what I want in my life, and I know many of you want the same thing. And when we operate in Galatians 4:19, we pray for other people, we pray for ourselves, but Paul's praying that Christ be formed in these people, in believers. And I think that's just what's so important. The world needs to see Jesus in us. And the verse that immediately comes back to mind, I think we talked about it as well, is over in 2 Corinthians 5:16. I know we're very familiar with verse 17, but it says, so then from now on, we have a new perspective. Verse 16, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the Anointed One, but no longer do we see him with limited human insight. You know, Joy and I were taking communion the other night, and it just hit me. You know, so many people take communion and look on it as a natural thing. It's, you know, we looked on Jesus after, you know, the baby coming to Bethlehem, and he walked in his life and he did miracles and such, but that, of course, he did it. We couldn't, but that's not what he wants. He wants us to walk in the supernatural as well. But we viewed him after the flesh. We saw him as a person before we became Christians. And after we became Christians, the reason we became a Christian was because we saw what he did for us on the cross and in hell and in the resurrection. And now we look on him after the Spirit. And this is what's key, is to look on people after the Spirit. We pray that Christ be formed in them and that they live up to what God has set for them as a standard, which is a standard of the new creation. And that's what he says in verse 17. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he's become an entirely new person, a new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Okay, so how do we prove that out in our lives? How do we see that Christ is formed in us, in ourselves? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. This is what the Lord has really ministered to me today, two or three times before I could ever come down to the studio, is the fruit of the Spirit. So I want us to look at that, the fruit of the Spirit. That's found over in Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to read from the King James first, and then it's going to take at least one more episode of this to get through this for sure. But I'm going to read from the fruit of the Spirit from the King James, and then we'll come back and look at some other verses prior to that. But the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And verse 24 and 25 say, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In other words, let Christ be formed in us so that we're living in the Spirit. So this is kind of the second part of, or second half of, Christ being formed in us. We know he's beginning to be formed in us. He's formed in us when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we can say, well, gosh, that person has a lot of miracles happening in their life. You know, Christ is really formed in them. Well, the fullness of the Godhead bodily lives in us, and it's up to us to just walk in what the Holy Spirit leads us to do. Right? I mean, so we're going to come back. And by the way, the fruit of the Spirit, this is really interesting. I used to try to memorize these. And a dear friend of mine, Rick Watts in Florida, he and Cheryl live in Florida now. But he either wrote a little song or had a little song, "The Fruit of the Spirit is Love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law." I'm not going to try to sing it to you now. I used to sing, but not much anymore. But anyway, not in public anyway. But the fruit of the Spirit, that's one way to learn it, is learn these, not just memorize them, but learn them from your heart. Because these fruit of the Spirit, and we could say, the word's capitalized in the New Testament, but we could easily say the fruit of the human spirit, the recreated human spirit, or the Holy Spirit within the recreated human spirit. That's fruit that I need to be producing. You can be producing. So let's go back in Galatians chapter 5, and let's look at a few things from the Passion Translation, and maybe from the King James a little bit too, that really kind of lead up to this, because we want Christ to be formed in us and Christ to be formed in other people so that the fruit of the Spirit is flowing within them, flowing within us, so that we can walk in freedom. In fact, let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 from the King James. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Let me read that from the Passion. "Let me be clear. The Anointed One has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past." Paul is talking here about going back into the bondage of the law, back into the bondage of religion. God didn't start a religion. He started a family. Praise God. And he says that in the Passion. I love that. "Let me be clear," Paul says. He's not just set us free partially, but totally, completely. You and I have been set free to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and to walk in the miracles of Jesus and allow those miracles to flow through us for other people. But the basis of those miracles is the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is love. Well, I'm getting way ahead of myself. But I think it's very important that we walk in freedom. And freedom is what, that's why I was attracted to Christianity. I saw that, hey, listen, God has set me free from the works of the flesh, from the things of the natural that I've tried to walk in to find freedom. There's no freedom in that. And I was looking at myself, I was thinking and looking at those things of the natural, thinking that would bring freedom. But remember what it said in 2 Corinthians 5, 16. We judge no one after the flesh anymore. We're not looking after that fleshly realm. We're not looking to that natural realm for satisfaction. It's not going to bring it, but the Spirit does. I'm going to skip down. I'm going to skip through this chapter. I encourage you to read the whole thing, but you know, I've really become more settled in what God is doing with me to be a little microscopic in some of these verses. So you can read verses 2 through 13, but verse 14 in Galatians 5 from the Passion says, "For love completes the laws of God. All the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor, even as you care for and love yourself." I like the King James on that. It says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The law is fulfilled in love. Love fulfills the law. So we don't have to meet some sort of standards by the natural. We go to the Word of God and find out what it says about us. And we become what it says. The Word became flesh so that now our flesh can become Word. I don't know who I heard say that, but it was great. And I take no credit for that. No, I don't want to take any credit for anything. Praise God. But isn't that good? The Word became flesh, but now so that our flesh can become Word. And that's what we desire, to walk in love. So I want to encourage you today as Christ is formed. Start saying that out loud, confessing that over yourself. Christ is formed in me, and I walk in love. I'm not looking at myself after the natural, nor anyone else. I'm not judging them by the natural. I'm not looking that way. I'm looking in the realm of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Thank you, Father God. We can walk in love, and we will do that. And one of the greatest challenges and the greatest ways we can walk in love is to lay down our lives for our brothers. And one of the main ways we can do that is by prayer. So we pray that Christ is formed in our brothers and sisters, and thank God it's formed in us. He is formed in us today, and Christ is love. Thank you, Lord God. Love will reign. That unconditional agape love will reign in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.